com.
Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is Showtime Eric Young.
I'm Sunday Morella.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is your favorite knockout, Tara.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
It's me, DDP.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Coming down the aisle will be the former champion, and you'll hear his music.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad. Where is your savior?
Surprise, surprise. He ain't here for you. But you know who is? I am. I am here for you just like I have been every day since I have been around.
With your host, Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
All you have to do is believe.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, the first Rack of 2015. That's right. Happy New Year, everybody. I hope it's been a smashing 2015 so far. I didn't do anything today, so I call that a win. I am your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer slash ex-holiday elf slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
You know, as you're sitting here waiting for her, okay, I'm not the elf this week. I wonder what she's going to say. And then she says, X, holiday elf. Okay, we're cool. We're cool. Hi, everybody. Have you missed us? We haven't been on the air, well, for this show in 2 weeks. But everyone seemed to enjoy Jingle All the Rack, the holiday special.
Yeah, glad everybody liked it. We had fun doing it. Periodically, when the show falls on holiday, we'll do it again because, yeah, we don't like to do an actual real show on holidays because I'm a slacker and I'm a bad host, you know.
Yeah. Whatever she says, she's the full of crap, but, you know.
I could make a comment, but I won't because, you know, we have a ton to get into tonight. Shocking because it is the first show of 2015, but stuff happened in 2014 that we have to talk about. So we've got news. We're going to be talking a little Total Divas tonight. That's right, y'all. The Rack Extra is coming to the regular rack. We're going to be previewing the upcoming season of Total Divas. We've got clips to share. You don't want to miss that. We'll be getting to that here in a few minutes. We have discussions. We're going to be talking about, you know, the year in review, best wrestler, best match, favorite moments, that kind of thing. But before we get to all that, and because I just read the run sheet, a special segment is coming back. We'll tell you about that later in the show, too. So before we get to all of that, we have a question of the night, because, oh my God, we actually have one this week.
We were creative and thought of one. Who will be the breakout star of 2015 in WWE?
That's so creative.
Hey, don't knock my creativity, will you? Like, I mean, really? You're knocking my creativity 2 minutes into the show, really?
Well, to be fair, it's 10 hours into the year.
I'm just going to sit here in a corner. Yeah.
I mean, it's also like, you know, an hour into the phone call that I'm now giving you crap. I mean, I that's a new record for me.
It's been happening really, really quickly lately. Like, today was really, really special because she was distracted. So, yeah, she usually gives me crap within 5 minutes.
I was hungover.
That's a lie.
Yeah, I was distracted with football and taking down Christmas and more football and trying to cook dinner and figuring out what the hell is going to cook for dinner because, yeah, we just didn't make dinner. So, I was a little distracted today, just a little bit. And then I had to do stuff for work. So, but yeah, so let's jump right into the news brought to you by PWMania.com. Go there for all your news needs. And, well, we're going to be leading with TNA stories, which means we get to mention the fine people at TNAsylum.com, the haven for TNA fans. Go there for all your TNA, or should I say now Impact Wrestling, stuff.
It's still TNA Impact Wrestling, as it's always been. And remember, folks, remember, Impact Wrestling returns live-ish next Wednesday at 9, 8 Central on Destination America. Go find it and watch it.
And we'll be telling you all about, well, some of the specials coming to Destination America here in a minute or two, but we have to leave with really the biggest story of the week for TNA, which is that Kurt Angle, Abyss, and EC3 have all officially re-signed with the company, so they are on board for another year or so. I'm not sure the length of the contracts. Is it a year or is it a multi-year?
I think they're multi-year. I don't know. All I saw were fancy graphics on ImpactWrestling.com said this person re-signed, this person re-signed, and this person re-signed.
All right.
They redid their website. It's all right. But yeah, Kurt Angle, Abyss, and EC3 are back with the company for at least for another year. EC3 is hurt, so he probably won't. It'd be interesting to see if he actually shows up on the last ish special on January 7th. We know Kurt Angle will be there. Abyss should be there that week. So they said there are more to come. So basically, they're probably redoing some new contracts. So We'll have to see. But Kurt Angle was already... It's like we've been telling you this story for about, 2 months now? Kurt Angle's back in TNA, and it's now official.
Well, you know, they had to make it official before the end of the year.
Well, they really got it close since they announced it last night.
Hey, you know, nothing like waiting until the last minute.
It's what people do.
Like you do. I mean, you know...
So,
it happens.
It does happen, but it's cool they're back with the company. EC3 should be the focal point of the company because he's very talented right now.
Oh my god, he's amazing. I love EC3.
So, there you go.
I miss EC3 and Spud, though. I loved them together. They were so awesome, and then they broke them up, and I was very sad.
What people need to be doing is watching the I'm with Spud Wrestling Wednesdays videos on YouTube. They are amazing to watch. You need to go out and watch them. He started his own wrestling company. It's amazing. So go watch them on the Impact Wrestling YouTube channel. Every Wednesday he drops one. It's very interesting. And there's one with him where he ends up in an elf costume. It's very, very special. Rockstar Spud, honestly, was the MVP. If it wasn't EC3, Rockstar Spud was the MVP of TNA in 2014, rather.
I would agree with that.
He's so damn entertaining. And think about it, he came from the British boot camp, and when he first debuted, we were like, oh, it's just a dude. And since they've let him show his personality, he's been amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, this is when you let someone be themselves. Yeah, this is what happens, and it's awesome.
Right? It's amazing. It's amazing what happens when you let people do things.
And, well, there are two other people that are doing things because it got announced that Mickey James and Magnus are engaged.
Yeah, the proud new parents are now engaged. Congratulations to both of them.
Yes! I can't wait to hear/see pictures of the pending nuptials.
Right, yeah, she just gave birth, 2 months ago? 3 months ago? Not even?
2-3 months ago, yeah.
So now they're engaged. Happy times for Mickey James and Magnus.
Yes, very happy times. You know, that's always a wonderful thing when you start a family and you settle down and you move on to the next part of your life, which it seems that Mickey James and Magnus are doing. So that's pretty awesome. So go them!
Now on the opposite side of things, we got to talk about a breakup.
We do.
Yeah, we do. We have to talk about a breakup. And that would be one, Brooke Tessmacher and Robbie E. During the final weeks of the taping of The Amazing Race, the hashtag the wrestlers, sort of broke up, which sort of probably made things very interesting at the end of The Amazing Race, where you sort of break up with one another and still have to be partners. Oops.
Well, was it a mutual breakup? Was it an explosive breakup? I mean, do we know what the breakup was?
She did not post any details, but all she did mention on Facebook was that the two have broken up.
This could get awkward.
So she no longer has any horn in her life. I was not going to play the horn.
Yeah, don't play the horn.
I don't even know where the horn is. Somewhere in my many, many files at this point.
Well, you know, we could give him the horn. We really wanted to, but since you don't know where it is, I guess we can't play it.
I don't know where it is, honestly. I have to find it again.
He just got a new computer, so he's been transferring files.
Yeah, they're everywhere. If you can't tell, we have fancy new graphics on the technology screen.
They're very, very fancy awesome.
They, you know, things move, and yeah, we have many new graphics, so boom, blast right at you. So yeah, I have to find my soundboards and stuff. It's a work in progress. It really, really is. But sad to hear that they broke up.
Yes, very sad. So, well, I guess we'll have to watch the final weeks of The Amazing Race to see how it all happened.
The Amazing Race is over. They finished fourth.
Okay, well, that's what YouTube is for.
That is what YouTube is for. I don't know if they actually show it on there, but anyway.
Oh, I'm sure they do. It's reality TV. I'm sure they do.
Maybe. Who knows?
But as we mentioned, well, Destination America is getting Impact Wrestling. They start very soon. And, well, it's already been announced that a television special is coming to Destination America. That's right. Lockdown is coming to TV. So we're going to get to see that for free. Pretty exciting.
Yeah, they are taping it on January 9th, which is next Friday. In New York City, so go out and see Lockdown Live, as it will air probably a few weeks later, probably in the early stages of February, on your televisions. I think this means the end of pay-per-view for TNA.
It could. It very well could.
I mean, with what happened with Bound for Glory this year, where they sort of, it was a tape-delayed special, and with them moving their other big, one of their big three pay-per-views onto television.
Ooh. Sorry, go ahead.
I really can't see them breaking back into, like, this company started as a pay-per-view company, and now they're so far away from it. It's like, I don't know how you can get back into the pay-per-view business and have people care if you're bringing all your specials to television. And secondly, I think it's way too early to do Lockdown. You're like, you've been off TV for 6 weeks, and now you're going to have, 4 weeks of TV possibly to build up to this? I think you're jumping the gun really, really quickly, especially for a pay-per-view like Lockdown.
Right. I would agree with that. I would hold off and maybe push it back, because there's nothing that says that you have to have the pay-per-view or the special when you're going to do it. I mean, I'm sure Destination America would pretty much let them do it wherever they want. Excuse me. So,
I guess in their mind, since they're going overseas after this month, after January's over with, to tape about 6 weeks of television, I guess their way of thinking, let's get Lockdown out of the way and then go overseas and do something over there and build it there, I guess. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see in general what happens with TNA, especially on Destination America. I know it's like it's been a while since I've actually been interested in seeing TNA, because honestly, the last 3 months of TNA on Spike, I sort of kind of bailed a little bit. I watched some moments, but I really got turned off on the product. I want to see what they do, what kind of changes they actually make to the product.
Right.
So the live-ish special next Wednesday will be actually interesting to watch, just to see what changes they've made other than, oh, hey, we changed our logo.
I would agree with that, yeah.
And if it looks and feels the same, it's like, I wanted something different. I want to see TNA do something different, whatever that may be.
Whether it's for the good or the bad.
Whether it's for the good or the bad, I want to see change and not rely on old tricks. But that's just me. So we'll see what happens when they return to television here on Destination America on Wednesday.
That's right. Now we're going to shift over to WWE news because, well, we have some injuries over in WWE to talk about. Oh boy! The long-anticipated return of Randy Orton has been delayed because, well, Orton has a deviated septum, which, you know, is the reason why he only worked short matches in his return to house shows this week and why he didn't wrestle the second night of the tour at the Nassau Coliseum, nor did he appear on Monday Night Raw, as everybody was expecting him to.
Yeah.
He's going to have surgery. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, that's no bueno. Does anybody know how he hurt it?
Maybe.
Like,
it was,
what did he do?
Maybe it was the RKO he took on the bed. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what he did, but.
By the way, have you seen that vine that he put out?
Yes, it's so cute.
The little kid RKOing him on the bed is tremendous.
And he actually sells it. I was so happy. He actually sold it for the kid. It's like, aww.
Randy Orton was actually likable there.
It's like, oh, Randy, you're really not that much of a dick after all, are you?
Well.
that could be debatable. So he's going to have surgery to repair it, but the recover time after the surgery is only for a few weeks, so he'll be missing some of the house shows after the surgery. He's supposed to work with Rollins on his return, even though his house show advertises matches are with Kane. Kane's basically there to help him kind of get back in the swing of things, and then they'll move him over to Seth.
Pretty much, yeah. And because Seth Rollins is working Cena on the house shows at this point, so I think we're leaning towards an Orton Rollins match here on some pay per view down the line. And I would expect Randy probably to pop up the week before the Rumble, maybe 2 weeks before the Rumble, or even just at the Rumble itself, and get back in the swing of things there. That's where I'm sort of leaning towards, unless he's there on Monday. I don't think he will be, but we'll see.
He could do, honestly, he could do appearances without having to take any bumps, but.
Oh, yeah, because that's why he did run in RKOs the last couple house shows that he was on. So, we'll have to see what happens there, but he's not only the injury we have to talk about.
No, he's not. WWE Hall of Famer Jerry the King Lawler is back in the hospital. He's been there for the last several days due to a case of diverticulitis. Ew. PW Insider has confirmed this. Lawler is expected to be released within the next several days.
Yeah. His girlfriend mentioned that he could be out of the hospital he's going to be in the hospital till at least Saturday, if not longer. So hopefully he gets a speedy recovery and this doesn't linger, because if you remember, that's just what took Brock Lesnar out of the UFC, was this whole diverticulitis thing. So, we'll have to see if he shows up on Raw, or he takes a week off.
He'll probably be on Raw. Diverticulitis is something that you got to mind your diet really carefully about, though. So, Jerry might have to go on a diet.
Well, more of a diet than he's probably been on since the heart attack.
Well, you know, he was eating steak and onions in the hospital, just saying. Like, there's pictures of him in the hospital with tubes coming out of him. He's had this massive heart attack. What is he eating? Steak and onions. Of course, I would probably do the same damn thing, so I can't judge too much, but it's like, really? I mean, really, dude. You just had a massive heart attack. You almost die. What's the first thing you do? You eat something that could possibly give you another one.
Well,
awesome.
That's Jerry Lawler for you.
So yeah, my grandpa's got diverticulitis. It's not fun. He's got to watch his diet really carefully. So best of luck to Jerry. Hope he feels better. And we'll have to see if he's at Raw. If not, Michael Cole and JBL may have to cover.
Possibly.
Could we see Renee Young make her Raw debut as an announcer?
No.
No?
They would just stick with a two-man booth.
Aw, fail.
I know, right?
I actually want Renee Young. I want Renee and JBL to do commentary together. That would be awesome.
It would be awesome and the most awkward thing at the same time.
Yeah, it would. Oh, hey, look, Ohio State scored.
The competition continues.
Back and forth. But now, Now we're going to get into, well, Total Divas. And, well, I just want to hear the music again because, you know, I hear this in my head every time we do an awesome big interview. So, just saying. I had to hear the music. But, yeah, now we're going to bring you the preview for Total Divas, which returns this Sunday on E! Second half of the season. There are some huge changes to the show. We're seeing some cast members leave. We're seeing some new ones join. We're seeing the continuation of some storylines from last season, which we're going to get into because we've previewed the clips and holy crap.
Yeah, and I say we just sort of get into the clips right now.
Yeah, I say so.
All right, people, cross your fingers. Let's make some magic.
Let's pray this works, because we haven't done this live yet.
Yeah. So far,
maybe?
So good. We have the 5 minutes, 5 second, you know, beginning a little thing.
I feel as if I'm the biggest weight around your ankle, holding you down from what you want. I'm not good for you. There's no easy way to say this. If you love something, you let it go, I guess.
So you're letting me go.
I'm saying I think you need to think, that's all.
What do you mean by that?
You wanted to be a mom, you wanted to be a bride before I was ever in the picture.
Yeah.
And now it's changed, and it's obviously because of me. I'm just putting it out there. So you can think about what you're saying.
So we're not breaking up, but you now want to tell me maybe I need to do some soul searching. Hello, I'm giving you what you want. No marriage, no kids. I'm finally agreeing to it. Can I never win in this relationship? Can I never, ever win? If you truly knew me, you would see how happy I am and you wouldn't even have this discussion with me. Maybe John and I do need this time away. I guess, you know, I'll see how it is without John.
We're back. Sorry.
This is called live radio. We tried something and the clips didn't want to stop playing.
This is why we pre-record.
The Rack Extra?
The Rack Extra in case stuff like this happens. Because stuff like this does happen. Just saying. So, alright. Well, we're going to kind of jump into it, which is, as you saw in the first clip, John and Nikki are taking a break. Which, kind of interesting. Basically, he tells her he wants her to think. If you watched last season, you know that the family sat down with John and basically gave him the ultimatum of you either marry her or you move on, because they're sick of him toying around with her. And they made some very valid points. They weren't points that they should have been making to John, because that's really a conversation between Nikki and John and not them and John. But they had it anyway. And John basically told them, I love her, but I love my life.
Pretty much, yeah.
Which means he doesn't love her enough to make that sacrifice.
He's unwilling to give up the rest of his life for her. He's not willing to make those sacrifices, and that's kind of a problem. So, it's going to be interesting to see what happens between the two of them there.
Well, as we know, the last time they took a break from each other, it didn't seem to last long, and they had a very hard time being apart. So we'll have to see what he and she, I should say, both do from here.
Yeah, we will. Our next audio feature is another clip from Total Divas. Let's take a listen to this one.
It's good. It's a little dry.
You're going to feel really happy in a second.
I see Nachi eating some brownie.
How's that brownie? Are
you right?
That's a happy brownie. The happy one.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, but seriously, there's drugs in that. There's drugs in that brownie.
I don't do drugs.
I don't know if it's a good idea to put it down.
Did you have a bite of it? No. I don't like brownies, actually.
I'm already in this weird place. Now, all of a sudden, all of these thoughts are racing through my head.
Seriously, though, how weird are you feeling right now?
I feel f***ed up. I feel dizzy.
Are you hungry? We have some other treats if you want to eat it. They're completely drug-free.
I don't think there's any meat in the buffalo.
I just want to go home.
Hey, Nai. Are you feeling okay? Are you feeling okay?
Yeah. Let's get out of here.
So I sit here and go, the generation gap between Nanny and Paige is going to be an interesting thing in Total Divas this season.
Yes, as we're seeing a new cast member in Paige, Natty is quickly becoming the mother hen of the group.
And she goes to probably a party with people in their early 20s and Fandango.
And Wade Barrett.
And Wade Barrett, who are probably still younger than Natty.
No, I think Wade Barrett's in his 30s.
Is he really?
Yeah, I think he's like 32 or 33. I could be wrong on that, but I think so. Let's see. Let's Google Wade Barrett, because, you know, this is what we do on the show, is we Google people. 30, why the hell not?
34 years old is Wade Barrett.
Yeah. So, there you go. So, Natty's not the oldest one at the party. Yay!
No, but she was getting high on the happy, happy joy, joy, Brownie.
Yeah. Yeah, I love how Paige is like, so yeah, that's got marijuana in it. Yeah, you probably shouldn't, you know, be eating that.
Yeah, and then Fandango's like, I don't think there's any weed in those things. Thank you for helping out, Fandango.
Thank you for the help, Fandango. You're a walking PSA. It's awesome. But yeah. The generation gap between Paige and Natty is going to be really interesting. The generation gap, I think, and the cultural gap, really, between Paige and a lot of the other divas should be a very, very interesting mix. And as we know, Rosa kind of has a crush on Paige, so we'll see where this goes. Because, you know, there's the wild card in Rosa Mendez. Holy naked Rosa.
Yeah, yeah, but there are more wild cards to come, including Nikki and Brie.
So, Nicole, there's something that we need to tell you. And you might not be happy with it, but you have to hear us out. Because we love you, and we did it for you. We asked John to come meet us for breakfast. And so he met Mom, JJ, and I. And we just kind of let him know, like, where we all stood, and just saying that we had a sister.
What do you mean, where you all stood?
Well, that we had a sister who always wanted to be married, who always wanted to have kids, and then all of a sudden, she starts sacrificing her lifestyle. Now she's sacrificing being a mother and a wife. We just feel like, you know, when is it going to be time for John to sacrifice?
You're kidding me, right?
No.
Please tell me you're joking. You invited my boyfriend, my man, the guy that I share my life with. You called him and had lunch to tell him...
Breakfast.
To tell him what I wanted without me there? Please tell me you're joking.
No, we're not joking. And this is maybe why
John would you do
has
that?
Thought about all this. Because, Nicole, like, all we do is, like, it's been this, like, back and forth game with you and John. It's like
an ongoing saga with, like...
It is.
With
it,
what
that you guys
want.
Are never involved with. I
what
never...
What are you not involved with? You're the one who's always talking to us about it.
Always, always Bree?
Always.
Always,
Nicole,
or
yes.
You always bringing it up, or you're always
I
trying to remind me
you always
how I'm never going to get married. I'm not going to have kids.
So but we're all not allowed to talk about marriage and kids because
no, what
of
you're
your
not
situation?
Allowed to do is you're not allowed
no.
To call my boyfriend and tell him how I... Phil, that's what you're not allowed to do. What the f***? Did I just hear this correctly?
It's not as bad as what it is sounding right now. It was a great
really?
Conversation.
Really? Because now my boyfriend wants to walk away from me. How is that not bad?
Well, that is John's responsibility, and I'm really sad about
but
that.
But my closest family members take him to a lunch?
I get what you say.
Breakfast.
You guys honestly had no right whatsoever to do that at all. And whether it's a conversation or not, Mom, you had no right to tell my man or anyone how I feel. I can't even believe what they're saying right now. I can't believe what they did. Who the hell do you three think you are to make my decisions for me?
All we did was put the facts in front of his face.
He knows the facts. I tell him all the time.
All we did is that
out. We said how much you like it, and he bounced.
No, first off, we did not. It's not like we gave him an ultimatum. He took whatever we said to him, and he made his own decision.
I could only imagine what you said to John. I could only imagine how uncomfortable you made him feel. That's
how uncomfortable made John feel? Are you joking?
This is my life. I'm happy with him. You have to get over it.
You tolerate it.
99% of the time, I'm happy. There might be 1% that I think about things.
Every single time you go to a family reunion, you're upset.
Guess what? Overall, I'm happy.
Well, what, you think John's the only good guy in the world? You had your
mind. He's my soulmate. When I'm with John,
your soulmate would have kids with you and they married you.
Dealing with this. You guys are
like, where are you going to go, Nicole? I'm the one who drove.
Okay. Fun times in the Bella household.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I actually want to see the full, unedited, and Ohio State scores. This just got interesting, y'all.
Ball game.
So I want to hear the full, unedited version of that conversation, because it was cut. They cut, obviously, the good parts in and took the less interesting parts out, but yeah. That was, yeah. That's all I got. I can completely understand Nikki's perspective, and she is 100% completely right in the fact that they have no right to tell him how she feels.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that they don't have the right to approach him and say, hey, as her family, we're concerned about what's going on. We love her. We're worried about her. We just want to make sure everything's good.
Right.
You don't do it behind her back either, but it's just something of, hey, we're her family, and that's the reason they did it. I'm not saying it excuses it, but it's, we're her family, we love her, we see a change in her, and we don't think it's a good change, and it's sparked by you. We just want to make sure that her voice is being heard. That's really what that intent was.
Pretty much, yeah.
And it went in the complete opposite direction. So we're going to have to see
what happens. If... we're going to see what happens between the Bellas and, yeah.
Yeah, because there's more to it than that. And I'm sure there'll be a smiley, happy ending, maybe. Because as far as I know, John and Nikki are still together. But
we'll have to see. So the Rack Extra Total Divas returns next week.
Because it starts Sunday!
Be ready, people. Be ready.
And, well, we might be getting a little foxy. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
I have no idea what she's talking about.
Well, you know, I'm foxy. I don't know about you, but...
Yes, you are foxy.
Uh-huh. So anyway, I say we take our first break of the evening.
I better duck now. She may throw things at me.
I will, and I have my phone in my hand. I can just hurl it at your head.
I'm ducking out of the way now.
That's right, y'all. Bring it on. So anyway, I say we take the first break of the evening, and when we come back, we are going to be talking to all about tonight's exciting NXT and what happened, as it was the first NXT of 2015. So you don't want to miss that. You're listening to The Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back. New York.
I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep. And find I'm king of the hill, top of the heap. These little town blues.
Looking for one of the most popular stop-motion animation wrestling shows on the internet today? Then check out Crash Collision Wrestling, created by the one and only Matt Goldberg. He's the director of Terrified and Pope Against All Odds. CCW is a stop-motion animation series featuring WWE and TNA stars, and it also happens to be endorsed by the likes of Elijah Burke, Hulk Hogan, and TNA Knockout Tara.
This is Tara from Impact Wrestling, and for the number one animated wrestling show, make sure you check out Crash Collision Wrestling, or else get slammed by moi.
Check out the show by logging on to youtube.com/mbg1211, and don't forget to like Crash Collision Wrestling on Facebook. Once again, check out Crash Collision Wrestling today.
Because everybody knows, much like Pope, CCW, it's pimping.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com, and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
It's boots to asses time.
From the big returns.
You gotta be kidding me! I see a ghost and John. This is the Snake Roberts! What on earth? I've got chills out of here!
To the shocking moments.
Case you haven't figured it out yet, what I do better than anybody is a jab. Last night was plan A. Tonight, plan B. There's always a plan B.
Oh my God! Are you kidding me? Rollins down hit the Sergeant Ambrose after he took out Reigns!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra, weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply DaBomb.com.
You think you know me?
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Dwight Hendrickson from Haven, and you are listening to The Rack.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MVG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. We are back as we come back to the one and only Finn Balor's music. Because that's right, folks, we're getting ready to talk all about tonight's NXT.
I forgot how long of a build-up his song had.
Yeah, I was sitting there, I was like, what is he playing? Because there's like silence, silence, boom, 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 boom. Oh, we're doing that. And then it's like, where's the hit?
It took like 40 seconds for it to hit. I was like, okay, maybe I gotta edit that. Yeah.
Probably would be good.
Maybe I should have listened to it first. Yeah. So, hi, it's NXT time. Tonight's NXT was an interesting NXT. we'll just get into it. Lucha Dragons took on Jason Jordan and Ty Dillinger in a non-title match to open the night off. And the announcers were talking about manscaping and matching tights.
Hey, manscaping is very important. If you have to girlscape, then men should have to scape. Just saying.
But apparently, Ty Dillinger and Jason Jordan are very, very well manscaped. According
yes,
to,
yes, they are. They're very trimmed.
According to Renee Young and Alan DeHord. She also mentioned how the Lucha Dragons match their tights to their belt color.
Mm-hmm. Hey, coordination is important.
Okay. Ty Dillinger and Jason Jordan spent majority of the matchup working over Kalisto and even started taunting Sin Cara. They did a little bow thing. And I was like, oh, okay. He's not Japanese. Okay. Whatever. The announcers were arguing over whether or not the Ty Dillinger and Jason Jordan were pretty boys. The consensus was that they were.
Pretty much.
Sin Cara got the hot tag and took control, and Kalisto with a big dive on the outside. While Sin Cara hit the sunset bomb off the top rope for the victory, your winners, the Lucha Dragons. After the match, the Vaude Villains came in and attacked the Lucha Dragons, laying them both laying. And with an impressive neckbreaker uppercut combo. So there you go. That was your opening segment, building towards the rematch for the NXT Tag Team Championships.
That wasn't very gentlemanly, gentlemen. Just, you know, saying.
Just saying.
Simon. Aiden, stop that. Just stop it. Right now.
Alex Riley sort of made a neck fusion joke. Really? Really? We're making neck fusion jokes in 2015? Really? Is that really something you're joking about? People who get injured with neck injuries? Neck fusion? Really, guys? Really? Okay. Anyway. We just go backstage.
CJ, you got a minute?
Yeah, I got 1 minute, all right? I got a match with Corbin, and it's next.
I know you have a match with Corbin. I'm just here to make sure you don't humiliate yourself again.
All right, if you're going to come in here and say that I humiliated myself every time I get in the ring with Corbin, you might as well turn around and leave.
You don't get it.
Because I don't care what you have to say.
You don't get it. It's not about beating Baron Corbin. It's about humiliating him like he's humiliated you. It's about maiming Baron Corbin.
Blah, 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 blah. I don't care about between you and Baron Corbin, I don't care. I need to beat Baron Corbin.
CJ.
Okay? I need to beat
him. It's not about
you. I don't care about maiming him. I need to beat
him. It's not about you. And it's not about me. It's about the greater good.
It's about the greater good? Now, your one comment while watching this was?
Speaking of manscaping, Mr. Manpanties, shave your face.
We were told after this that NXT is moving to Wednesday nights, starting in 2 weeks at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, on the WWE Network for only $9.99.
To accommodate Thursday.
Thursday.
For SmackDown,
yes. You haven't seen that commercial. It's a brilliant commercial.
I want more Bray and Eric at the therapist's office.
Yeah. Speaking of Bray and Eric, things go down on SmackDown, and you'll probably get a rant on it next week on the show.
I'm going to cry. I'm so going to cry. If you want to hear me go off, tune into Cards Against Humanity Saturday night. 10-ish. Because it I'm not watching SmackDown until Friday night, so you are going to get my, or I'm sorry, Saturday night, when there's a replay on Universal HD. So if you want to hear me go off, I'm watching the match for the first time Saturday night. And you will get my live, genuine reactions to what's going to happen. Which I promise will be very entertaining and probably whiny as hell. Because he's been on the phone with me when stuff like this has happened.
Yes.
And is it not entertaining?
It's extremely entertaining.
And is it also not whiny?
It's extremely entertaining.
What happened next?
What happened next? Carmella was in the ring, and well, here we go. Here's an introduction for her opponent.
I think I... Ladies and gentlemen, inspired by Sami Zayn in NXT All Evolution, in her road to redemption, keep your earplugs in. Ladies and gentlemen, I know a star when I see a star, and I didn't have to look through the humble telescope to tell you that.
She's confident. She's smart. She's sexy. She's cool. Back by popular demand. You can call her Cinderella, because she is the belle of the ball, straight from the clearance rack. Oh, Boobay!
Hey!
Ask and you shall receive NXT Universe.
Hey, Blue Pants has returned. Real quick, is Enzo busting a sack, Renee?
I don't know what's happening right now.
Oh, Blue Pants has returned. This is the third appearance here at the NXT Arena. Listen to the NXT Universe. Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, since the last time we have seen Blue Pants, she has since met up with Steve and gotten a Blues Clue. Carmella, you better prepare yourself.
Looks like we're going to have a matchup right here. Carmella against Blue Pants.
Mm-hmm. And... Cass warms my heart in so many awesome ways.
So, that was a tremendous, tremendous introduction.
Yeah, that was really good.
We had a Steve and Blue's Clues reference on the show and a chant.
We had several X-Men references on the show.
Yeah, that was... I'm just amazed we had a Blues Clues chant in NXT.
That was awesome! What are you talking about?
I said it was awesome. It was amazing. It was one of those moments you really won't forget. So we then had the match. Carmella didn't like the fact that they were cheering for Blue Pants. Carmella had the advantage early, including stepping on the hair of Blue Pants. Enzo then sort of got all giddy and excited, and he started dancing around on the apron, and Carmella sort of shoved or slapped him off the apron. This allowed Blue Pants to roll up Carmella into a small package for the victory. You're a winner, Blue Pants! And then her music is da-da-da-da.
It's awesome! Go, Blue Pants, go!
And
after the match, Carmella tried to kill Enzo.
Yeah, Big Cass had to keep pulling her away from Enzo, and Enzo sort of got slapped around a little bit, and then he had to pull apart, and he sort of bailed. Yeah, yeah.
I just wanted them to let her beat up Enzo. That would have been awesome.
You know, if they could get away with it, I would totally watching.
Why can't they get away with it? It's a chick beating up a guy. If he doesn't fight back, what's wrong with it?
No, no. My point was, if they could get away with doing an actual match between the two.
Oh, no, I don't want an actual match. I just wanted her chasing him around and him running away from her because he's afraid of her.
Oh, that'd be awesome, but I think a match would be cool, too.
A match would be cool, but I know my limitations. So I will take him running from her because he's terrified, her giving chase, and Cass running after both of them because he knows she's going to kill him.
Yeah, she...
I mean, it writes itself.
Yeah, it really, really does. Oh, yeah, it really does. Up next, Mr. Man Panties, CJ Parker, took on Baron Corbin. Bull Dempsey was at ringside. Snake Eyes, boot, end of days. 34 seconds later, your winner, Baron Corbin.
Yay!
And then Baron Corbin spoke.
Scared? Or are we gonna do this?
No, no, you're not gonna do this. No. Don't touch him. He's gross. You don't know where he's been.
Guy is Dempsey. Whoa. Dempsey and Baron Corbin on a collision course.
Here we go. Happy New Year.
Damn it, Baron.
This has been a long time coming. Baron Corbin and Bull Dempsey are loading on one another.
The guy, here comes the referees. Here comes the locker room. Trying to pull these two bulls apart.
And there you go. So a fight between the two is coming. Yeah. I second her.
It's not because of Baron Corbin. It's more because of Bull Dempsey.
I'm not a fan of the white ties.
I want to wax him. So bad. It hurts. It would have hurt him more, but it hurts me too.
Then we go backstage for an announcement from the general manager of NXT, William Regal.
Mr. Regal, you asked for this time because you'd like to make an announcement.
Yes, thank you very much, Devin. I'm very pleased to announce that next week here on NXT, Sami Zayn will be making his return, and he will update us on his health and his status as it pertains to the NXT Championship, which I'm very pleased about, and I'm sure everybody who watches NXT is.
Hello? Hello? I'm barging in on your interview. I'm sure you know why, right? You know why I'm doing this. You never got back to me. Listen, I told you I want to recharge my career. Do you realize that I'm a former Intercontinental Champion? I beat Triple H. I beat John Cena. Are you going to do anything for me?
I will do something for you. If you want to compete here on NXT, I'm very happy for that because I love to put on the best shows that I can possibly put on. Next week, you will compete here on NXT against Hideo Itami. Happy New Year, Sunshine.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yay, Curtis Axel's in NXT.
Yay, Curtis Axel. I like Curtis Axel. Don't get me wrong. I have an issue with them bringing main roster talent down and putting them on NXT. Because it's really supposed to be... Like, I don't mind one-offs. I don't mind, like, when they would have somebody show up for a night. And they would have them be, like, somebody's tag team partner.
Or run, like, a three-week program.
No, I have a problem with a three-week program.
Really?
I don't mind the one-offs. Okay. I really don't. I have a problem when they come down and they take a spot on NXT. Because I feel like, to me, that NXT shouldn't be somewhere where the main roster talent can come down and take a spot from somebody and then go back up. I feel like it's something of, if they need to go down there and they need to recharge, they need to improve, let them improve. But progress that improvement on the main shows. They have Raw, they have SmackDown, they have Superstars. and they have main event. They have four shows and 6 hours of time that they can put these talents on and progress them. And I have an issue where it's NXT's an hour and they're trying to get as many people in developmental on NXT. And then you have somebody come down from the main roster and take someone's spot.
Right.
And they're down there, and this is a repeated cycle. They did it with Tyson Kidd. They did it with Titus O'Neil, and now they're doing it with Curtis Axel. I don't like that. Like, again, one-offs where you want to jazz up the show, you want to have a name on the show, that's fine. I understand the point of that. I don't like, I had a huge issue with Tyson Kidd going for the NXT title. And I would have had a bigger issue if they had made him champion. I'm very happy that they didn't. But I have a problem with that.
See, I had more of a problem with Titus than Tyson. I thought Titus had no business being down on NXT.
I agree. I didn't see the point of Titus.
I thought he had awful matches, and he didn't progress anything, and I thought he hurt the guys he was working with rather than helped them.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to bring somebody down, have them help them get better, have a developmental title, or I'm sorry, developmental talent get better, that's fine. I don't like that you have somebody from the main roster coming down and taking a spot. Because that, to me, just, it hurts the roster. Because, they've got Curtis Axel there, which means they can only fit so many people on the show, so okay, you're doing Curtis versus Hideo. So that means Charlotte may not be able to get on the show. That means somebody else may not be able to get on the show.
Right, yeah, and I'm with you. I hope he puts over Hideo. Like, Titus being Sami Zayn on that, in that road was awful.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully he puts him over.
I hope so, but I have a funny feeling that's not going to happen.
We're gonna have to see.
We are.
But you mentioned Charlotte, right?
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
Home is your sign. Woo! Charlotte, you've defeated seemingly every diva here at NXT. At this point, what's left for you?
Chance while the most genetically superior diva in NXT is talking.
Tell him, Charlotte.
So keep it quiet.
Damn right.
First, I'd just like to say NXT is my home, and NXT is revolutionizing women's wrestling. Sasha Banks is the toughest diva I've ever faced. But I have beaten her twice. No.
Uh-oh.
You're right, Charlotte. You have beaten me twice. You're so smart. But guess what? That doesn't matter. Because you're about to get the beatdown of your life.
Okay. It's Natalia's music! And here she is!
How about that for an equalizer?
Sasha and Becky backing out of the ring.
What you do? You've got two women that come from these legacies. You're going to get out of there.
You don't need to answer that question, Rich. I'll answer it. Yes, you will.
Get to stepping.
And there you have it. See, I'm okay with Natty showing up because, one, they lack the depth in the Divas, the women's division.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And with Bayley out injured at the moment, Natty needs to step in a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's not nearly as scary if Alexa Bliss comes out versus Natty. But to me, this promo or this whole segment kind of felt a little awkward.
How come?
Charlotte was waiting for Sasha to show up. She didn't really cut that strong of a promo. You know, it's basically like, yeah, you know, Sasha Banks, she's the toughest person I've ever been in the ring with. And she's been in the ring with Natty. And Sasha's great. Sasha's awesome. Don't get me wrong. I really like Sasha, but Sasha, I don't believe, is tougher than Natty. I just don't. But that's my personal opinion. But also, just it felt like Charlotte was just kind of waiting for Sasha to show up. And it was something of Sasha's supposed to come out and interrupt, and she didn't really interrupt. It was kind of like Charlotte's like, oh yeah, I beat her twice. Waits.
Like they sent her out there, hey, talk for a minute, and then we're going to have her send her out there.
Yeah. So it wasn't Charlotte's best promo, and to be fair, Charlotte's not really the best on the mic.
She's better as a heel.
Better as a heel.
But again, it's developmental, so let her develop into a babyface now. Let her develop into this babyface.
Oh yeah, I mean, once they get her going as a babyface, she'll be really good. She's just still kind of awkward as a face. She knows how to be a heel, and she was kind of falling back on some of that heel stuff tonight, which again made it awkward.
Right, and it's awkward for the babyface to be like the bigger of the people sometimes, and she's mm-hmm. bigger than Sasha, so it's like it makes it a little awkward.
Yeah, so it was a little weird, but it was a good segment. Having Natty show up to give the depth as a one-off was good. We'll probably get a match next week between Natty and Charlotte and Sasha and Becky.
Which would be amazing.
Which would be amazing, yeah.
Then we heard, this is a whole audio segment, because they did a lot of audio. Sami Zayn phoned in a response.
This is Sami Zayn. I'm home for the holidays, in case you can't tell. I'm recovering right now. But Mr. William Regal asked me to send a video in just to kind of comment on what's been going on. There's been a lot of concern, which I appreciate greatly. So he wanted me to sort of record some comments and send them your way. So I am. But the truth is, I really don't know what to say. I feel like a lot of people want to hear about, you know, this NXT championship win and what it's meant to me to finally get it. But really the only thing I can think about is, you know, the one guy that I've known the longest, the one guy that whose name has been synonymous with my entire career, the guy that I should have trusted the most, you know, I really don't know what to say about it right now. But I'll be back. You know, I'll be back soon. I'll be back in no time. And whatever I do have to say, I'll say to all of you and to Kevin Owens personally.
Interesting.
Ooh, that's a big call. So are they going to call the touchdown back?
We're about to find out, but anyway, sticking to NXT for a second.
No, they're not.
No, they're going to actually let them go through.
Ohio State scores. They're now in the lead, 27-21. We got a ball game, y'all.
We have a ball game with a lot of time still to go. But Sami Zayn cut an awkward promo on his phone.
Yeah, it was a little weird. Yeah, but I liked that they had him cut it on his phone, where it actually made him seem like he was away. Because he was. He was up north. There was snow. It looked cold.
They actually had him cut it probably within the last week.
probably within the last week. And yeah, I just liked that there was a continuity there where Sami Zayn's hurt. He's not in Florida right now. He's back home with his family. And they call him up and say, hey, we need you to cut a promo real quick on your phone and send it to us. So what does he do? He whips out his phone, he cuts a promo, and he sends it. You know, I liked that continuity there.
It felt real.
It felt real, which was really nice. And there was some real emotion from Sami where, you know, he doesn't know how to react because one of his best friends in the business just stabbed him in the back.
Right.
For no apparent reason beyond Sami got called first.
By the way, you could tell the difference between an NXT person's cell phone and a WWE superstar's cell phone. Dean Ambrose has very high quality HD cell phone. And cell phone in quotations, and Sami Zayn actually was using a cell phone.
Oh, come on. We all know Dean kept the camera from the Shield days, and he uses it for other nefarious activities.
Which we probably should not mention on the show.
No.
No. Speaking of people, here's a response from Kevin Owens.
You got to kick off NXT Our Evolution. You got to have your moment. Sami Zayn tried to have his moment. He came out here.
He had his moment. He won the NXT Championship. You can't ask for a better moment.
He got to win the NXT Championship, yes, but don't you think it's fair to say that you stole Sami Zayn's moment from him? I mean, you came out here and you took from him. He was your lifelong friend and you robbed him of that moment.
First of all, lifelong. I'm 30 years old. I've known him for 12. I don't know where you got your math, but anyway. If you think I stole anything, maybe it's time for me to go. Thanks.
Kevin Owens was having none of it.
Kevin Owens is like, screw you, I'm out. Peace.
Peace. Laters. Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when they're both in the same NXT arena together.
Well, and we'll probably get that next week.
I believe so. I think Sami Zayn returns next week. So, we'll see what happens. Main event time. They gave us a lot of time. The Ascension versus Hideo Itami and Finn Balor. There was no face paint for the Ascension nor shoulder pads.
No.
There was no face paint for Finn Balor. Kind of awkward.
You know, on Finn, it's something of, I like that it's only for special occasions, and he only pulls it out when he absolutely needs to. It would get a little old, I think, every week. And also, because they shoot three to four shows?
Four shows a taping.
If you're going to have Finn Balor wrestle every show, he would have to reapply the face paint for every time he's going to wrestle, which, if you know anything about him, it takes him hours to put on the body paint to wrestle one match.
Right.
So can you imagine him standing backstage, dirty, sweaty, nasty after a match, and then he's got to go get the paint redone, and then he's got to go back out and wrestle again? You know, rinse, wash, repeat for four shows. It's probably they made the executive decision that it's just, we'll pull it out for the live specials only. We can paint him up. He can go out. And it's one match, and that's it.
Right. Makes sense. So we had a brawl to start, but Balor and Itami took control after the brawl and showed actually some of their own offense for a while. There was a nice uppercut spot by the Ascension, though, to take control of the matchup. Balor continues to fight back, but continued to be overpowered by the Ascension. After a Pele kick, Hideo got the hot tag, took control of the matchup. Big flying close on Hideo. But then got hit with a big STO for a long two count. Another tease of the GTS. The crowd was even chanting for it. Balor took out Connor as the fans started to chant for the GTS. A diving double foot stomp by Balor on the outside and a big spin kick by Hideo. And the Ascension are no more in NXT, it seems like. As your winners, Finn Balor and Hideo Itami. Good match.
Actually, very good match. It was nice to see the Ascension in a competitive match as opposed to a squash.
Right.
And you can kind of see what everybody else sees in them, which is good.
This was better than the TakeOver match.
Yeah, I would agree with that. They gelled better.
Yeah, that they did. So overall, pretty solid show. Wouldn't say spectacular, but it was a pretty solid show. again, they know that they know their audience is it's New Year, so it's going to take some time, but they gave us a big main event. So that's all that really matters. We had a good main event last week's show between Charlotte and Sasha Banks, so if you haven't watched it, go see it on WWE Network. It's on their Best Of show, so check that out as well.
Yes. And also check out Main Event, because Charlotte and Sasha go on Main Event as well. But on that note, I say we take our second and final break of the evening, and when we come back, we're going to be talking all about, well, the year in review, who was the best wrestler, who had the best match, and what are some of our favorite moments. We're also going to be talking about Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar, a match that needs to happen. And also the question of the night, who is the breakout star of 2015, along with the new or the returning surprise segment. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be right back.
Woo!
Woo!
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Oh, that's right. Oh, the show was just recently.
It was this past Sunday. It's a plug into a segue.
Hey, wait. Give me a minute. I got another call. Give me a minute. I'll be right back.
Really?
Come on, no. Man.
Tell us how you really feel, Rob.
Like, if I was driving right now, I'd probably wreck into a tree.
Everybody just stop what they're doing, and we'll just have to wait. Oh.
Los Matadores versus the Real American. You all
I'm
pick...
going with that. Never mind, sorry. You're... We're not making predictions. I see them too in action, and I was, like, all excited. Oh, that's so funny.
Not that I didn't expect that.
No.
Somehow.
No. No. As luck would have it, I believe Los Matadores won.
Yep, and see if I seen them face a couple of Mexican guys on main event, and they were pretty good. I would have picked them if I had seen them. I would have. They were Tito Santanas. That's what they were. They're the new Tito Santanas.
New tweet posted live on CB Radio. Subway picking an event that already happened. Let's see how he does. Can't be worse.
But I mean, that pick, I was going to make picks. I've already made picks on. I bet you my picks would have been different, too.
All right. The team has titles on the line. AJ Lee versus Brie Bella. Who do you pick?
Oh, I picked Brie Bella. I do remember that.
You do? Brie Bella lost the match, but Ace and Rob picked three. Sub, you picked AJ Lee.
Oh, my God. Kids don't work it out.
I believe you changed to
Cancer Rock. Oh shit, well that's one for me because I'm sticking to my original pick.
Jay was completely in the garbage. Thank you.
I told you I'm my own worst enemy.
He's coming. Just like bump my HP up to like almost full health now.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And now we're going to do Tweet of the Week. Where the hell's the ball? Oh, there it is.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter. Until I found Twitter, ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Corey Graves, do you want to build a snowman? No, not really. It's been like a year and the answer hasn't changed. Please stop asking. Hashtag Xmas, hashtag frozen. Dolph Ziggler, only thing harder than your drunk uncle's handshake is avoiding eye contact while he's ejected from your cousin's t-ball game. I kid. I'm in a great New York diner. The food's not great, but the portions are huge and free refills, ... of salt and pepper.
Yeah.
Just use so much pepper on my omelet that I actually sneeze because I didn't have enough cartoonish attributes already. Corey Graves. Drinking Starbucks at home from K-Cups just isn't the same. I miss the condescending hipsters rolling their eyes when I order. When I look at Instagram and see people's healthy organic meals, it inspires me to go to McDonald's. Dolph Ziggler, good old Browns, even the third string QB played with our emotions just like a regular ha-ha hell of a fit. Corey Graves, Ryback versus Tony Robbins at WrestleMania 31? That's got to be why this is happening.
That better not be why this is happening.
That's okay, Daniel Bryan. I didn't want you in my retirement club anyway. I'd rather enjoy your work.
Anything else?
That's all I got.
That's all you got? Cesaro. Don't miss WWE Superstars on the WWE Network. Kid at WWE and I lift the liquor counter because we're raising the bar. Hashtag M. Hashtag professional. Al Snow, if you didn't want me to put batteries in its butt, you shouldn't have told me it was a toy poodle. WWE Creative Humor. This match has slowly devolved into the finish from Home Alone. Hashtag Raw. Talking about the Bray Wyatt main event match.
Ah.
Vincent Verhaar, 15 yards for waving. Stupid officials. Vincent Verhaar, I believe Peyton Manning, under no pressure whatsoever, just tried a fadeaway jump ball for a complete duck of a pick six. Not SportsCenter. Updated Peyton Manning mannerings. Negative throw power. Are negative numbers allowed? For hashtag awkward secret Santa. A copy of the Grinch who stole Christmas. But the disc isn't there because your secret Santa is a Grinch. Awkward secret Santa. Secret lingerie from your new stepdad. Or sexy lingerie, rather. Sexy lingerie from your new stepdad. That's kind of awkward.
It is kind of awkward.
Getting Pudding Cups and Cosby Shows DVDs. Awkward secret Santa. WWE Creative-ish. On Christmas, good and boys and girls get t-shirts from their favorite superstars on them. Bad boys and girls get corporate cane slacks.
Slacks!
Joe Villa, just a quick heads up. If a fat man tries to come down your chimney tonight, it is not Santa Claus. That was actually on Christmas, so yeah, that makes sense. Sports Nation, 1:09 p.m. Connor Shaw fumbles and turns it over. He already looks like a Browns quarterback. Ethan Carter III goes, follow my unborn son, at Ethan Carter IV. Ethan Carter IV tweeted, just hanging out in my dad's sack.
Oh my Jesus.
Dana Jacobson, bad movie, but decent reference, I think. It's like Romo and Flacco are this month's NFL's Freaky Friday. Yes, they are. Andrew Goldstein, if Daniel Bryan walks out wearing a pink blazer, you'll know his retirement announcement is at work. It's called it's called the Mark Henry rule.
Yes, it is.
Kevin Owens, my understanding is that Edge Rated R actually wanted to wear a Kevin Owens shirt, but couldn't because they are currently sold out. Sports Nation probably should rename the Fiesta Bowl the Boise State Always Wins Bowl. Yeah, probably. Dolph Ziggler, I still have 2 hours to lose 15 pounds, grow an inch, and do something dumb. No regrets. I'll be in the sauna wearing toe shoes. Dolph Ziggler. Hashtag New Year's Eve. Here's to the anniversary of another year of counting time that we invented. Oh, and accountability. Just kidding. So, David Lagana goes, every episode of Friends is now on Netflix. Ethan Carter III goes, I want to fight Schwimmer. David Lagana replied, just don't eat his sandwich. Then he might have an advantage, because when you eat Ross's sandwich, he goes crazy. Breaking news from the fake ESPN. Johnny Manziel to undergo MRI after injuring ankle, toasting the new year by riding a slip and slide into a pool of crystal. Awful announcing. This is the college equivalent of the butt fumble, what happened earlier tonight in the Oregon State game. Tom Brady's ego. Can't wait to see Jameis Winston doing shit like that with the Raiders. Jim Paulson of the Wall Street Journal goes, the Tallahassee PD couldn't even get the Seminoles out of this mess. The fake Sports Center. The good news for Oregon is the Tallahassee police won't file assault charges. Frank Caliendo. Jameis, see what they're doing? Do that. That was a quote from Jimbo Fisher. And from Bruce Arthur. Hey, Florida State. Doc. That is your tweet. Oh, the week. So now it depends where should we go first? You want to go to the best of the best, or should we do the main event? Ooh, interception. Here we go. He's running down the field. Touchdown, Ohio State. Off an interception. Wow. We got ourselves a freaking ball game, ladies and gentlemen. A freaking ball game going on. After that big interception.
Yes we do. Because I just realized I was on mute.
that was helpful. I'm sitting here waiting for a response. You know.
Nothing. Sorry. Nothing. Mm-hmm. You know, why don't we save the year review for last, or because then we can jump into the question of the night. Let's have a conversation about Dan O'Brien versus Brock Lesnar.
Let's, please. We need to have this conversation. Okay.
So this is your brainchild, so I'm just going to let you go.
Okay. So, we have a score of, what, 34-21 now?
Yep.
That was more of a segue so I could take a drink of water. All right. So, everyone knows what the plan for WrestleMania is, right?
Kind of.
You know, we're going to do Roman Reigns in the main event of WrestleMania 31 to win the WWE Championship.
Well, we might be.
Well, that's the plan. But is it a good plan? Or should we get the main event we were supposed to get at SummerSlam? Should we get the match that will probably be a better match? And should we get Daniel Bryan versus Brock Lesnar as your main event, meaning Daniel Bryan wins the Royal Rumble, like he should have done last year that everyone was claiming for, and continue riding that momentum to the point where I think that if Seth Rollins keeps his Money in the Bank contract, I think it would be a bigger cash in if he beats Daniel Bryan. There'll be more heat if he beats Daniel Bryan than he does Roman Reigns. That's my feeling. I think we're going to get a better matchup out of these two. I think the idea, we've been talking about it for months now, Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar, I don't think we'll have the best of match. I don't think they'll have the best of build. And with WWE very concerned over Brock Lesnar, they are really concerned about the crowd if they keep him as the champion going to WrestleMania. They are deadly afraid of what happened 10 years ago happening again. They really, really are. And they don't want that situation to occur. And so they're trying to figure out ways to do it. One way is to take the belt off of Brock Lesnar and put it on John Cena. And then possibly doing John Cena versus Roman Reigns, John Cena or Seth Rollins versus Roman Reigns in some fashion, maybe a three-way of some sort. Who knows? Either scenario doesn't work. I think the idea of Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Bryan would give us, one, the better underdog story, because you can have Brock Lesnar for weeks just beat down Daniel Bryan. And you have the story of Daniel Bryan keeps coming back. It's the underdog who fights back and then finally beats the beast at WrestleMania. I think that would be the best story to tell. And hell, the match would be fantastic. Because you got Brock Lesnar, Daniel Bryan can be thrown around that ring and he'll be fine. Nothing Brock could do to Daniel Bryan would kill him. And I think that's the type of opponent Brock needs. He needs someone smaller where he can be the big, brooding guy. And the idea of Roman Reigns is supposed to be this big powerhouse, but against Brock, he's going to look weak. And it's just, I think Daniel Bryan's the guy. Last year, it was like, everyone wanted Daniel Bryan to win and get into that main event when it was going to be something else. This year he probably sort of deserves it because his run got cut. And I think the idea of doing this match, I don't know, to me, makes it a better WrestleMania main event. What about you? What do you think?
I don't know. I'm kind of torn. I think Bryan and Brock would be better than Roman and Brock, and that's not to discount any either Roman or Brock. It's more, we've said it on the show multiple times, Roman isn't ready. He's just not ready. He needs to be in the ring that with someone that can lead a match, and that's not who Brock is. Roman still needs someone to kind of sort of help him out a little bit. He's not quite there in terms of being a ring general. That's why the Shield worked so well, was Roman didn't do that. Dean and Seth did that.
Right.
And the people that they were working with would help them out with that and do that. Roman doesn't have as much experience with that. And also, in terms of Roman, he just doesn't, to me, have the resume yet. I want to see them build Roman Reigns into this massive solo badass.
He's a year away.
He's a year away. Like, if it was someone like John Cena, or if it was Randy Orton, or it was somebody more below Brock, I would say, yeah, go for it, have Roman beat Randy or Cena or whoever, that's fine. Brock Lesnar's a little different. Brock Lesnar is just a badass. That's all there is to it. He kills people and then eats them. Probably. Maybe not. I don't know. But
we haven't seen The Undertaker, so...
We haven't seen The Undertaker. Like, this is the thing. Brock Lesnar's last fight was he kicked the shit out of John Cena.
Yeah.
This is the guy that kicked the stuffing out of John Cena. He beat The Undertaker and took a streak. You know, when they say that Brock is a conqueror, they mean it. He doesn't win every time, but you can guarantee he will beat the crap out of you either way, because he doesn't care.
No, he doesn't.
You know, it's something of, if he wins, he wins. If he loses, he loses. And if he loses, well, that gives him a reason to come back and try again. And Roman going in with somebody like that should have the resume to be able to stand up to Brock. They should. I would almost like to see them build Roman to be another version of Brock, but have it be, you know, Roman as himself, where Roman has gone through the roster. He's taken all these people out. And yes, I understand. He's done that with the Shield, but it was with the Shield. He had help. I want to see him do it on his own.
Right, and he really never did. He was the guy who put people away, but he was never... He never got that big monumental win in any sort of fashion, and it's sort of like, yeah, he beat Randy Orton, but does anyone care? No, no one really cared that he beat Randy Orton. It's unlike when Daniel Bryan beat Randy Orton, people were excited that they actually beat Randy Orton.
Sorry, go ahead.
They were excited when Daniel Bryan beat Randy Orton. They made screams of joy like that when Daniel Bryan did beat Randy Orton. No one cared when Roman beat Randy Orton. That's the problem right there.
And this is the difference between Roman and Bryan, is people are emotionally invested in Bryan, fully 100% emotionally invested in him. Why? Because WWE spent 6 months building Daniel Bryan. They took him from SummerSlam to WrestleMania last year and told that fantastic underdog story with him where they kept trying to beat him down and beat him down and beat him down, and he wouldn't go away. He just kept getting back up.
They beat him down for like four straight months. They kept screwing him over. He win the title, then they take it away from him. They just kept beating him down, like killing his momentum in a way, and it's sort of like, okay, but the fans still rally behind him. I haven't seen the fans rally behind Roman yet. They haven't given the fans a reason to rally behind Roman.
Right.
And that's what you need. You need the fans to rally around him. Do they think he's good? Yeah, but there's no rally point. Look at the reaction Daniel Bryan got on Monday night.
Yeah, where we're all like, no, don't retire.
People are invested in the career of Daniel Bryan. Should he be in the main event? I don't know. I want it to happen. I think it would be a good match. Because I was looking for it when the plan came out last summer. This was the match we were going to get. I was like, sign me up. I want to see this match. And with Brock's pending move to the UFC or wherever, I want to see this match.
Yeah, it's something of the difference between Roman and Bryan is Bryan, you can always tell that really classic underdog story with. And when he rises and he defeats someone like Brock Lesnar, whether it's by sheer dumb luck or he actually just legit takes a beating and then comes back and kills Brock, and he wins, it's a much bigger moment than someone like Roman. Like Roman, you can't really tell that underdog story with, because he doesn't fit that underdog mold very well. And it's something of, like you said, there's a rallying point, and everyone rallies behind Daniel Bryan because, yay, touchdown Alabama, yay, do that one more time. Please.
Oh, we have all another quarter to go. Yeah, this is still a ball game.
Yeah, this is a ball game. This is going to go down to the bitter end, I promise you that. The difference with Bryan is the people rally behind Bryan. There is no rally point for Roman, like you said. And the reason why we all rally behind Daniel Bryan is because we all see a little of ourselves in Daniel Bryan. He's just that, you just connect with him and you see yourself in him because, you know, he's the short, furry, awkward dude who has somehow made it to WWE, has somehow made it in the picture, and it's like you want the guy that doesn't fit the mold, somebody who's different, to win. Because right. It's like, hey, that means that he's just a regular guy. That means, you know, I could do it. My brother could do it. Anybody could do it. You know, you don't have to look like John Cena or Randy Orton or Roman Reigns to win that title.
No.
And they did something with Daniel Bryan that they should have done with CM Punk, and they screwed it up. They learned their lesson, and they applied it to Bryan. They made him likable. They made him relatable. They kept him down to earth, and they just let Bryan be Bryan. And Bryan is a very genuine, good person.
Right.
And people connect to that.
Oh, yeah, they really, really do, and that's something you want, and that's something you can rally behind, something get behind. And that's why I think, from a quality standpoint, it's an easier story to tell. And yeah, I think the match would be 100 times better than a Brock Lesnar Roman Reigns match. And my friends here in Philadelphia, the Philly crowd, may not be happy if Daniel Bryan gets tossed out and Roman Reigns wins.
Well, the thing is like you want to see Daniel Bryan win because you want to see someone take down Brock Lesnar. And it's something of you want to see Daniel Bryan do it because that means that, you know, that gives you that hope that anybody could take down someone like Brock Lesnar.
Right. And if Daniel Bryan wasn't winning, I wouldn't have put him in the Rumble. That's just my thought. If he wasn't going to win, I wouldn't have had him in there. Because I think you're going to do more damage than you would. You're going to do more damage with him in it if he doesn't win. I'm just throwing that out there.
You know, in terms of the Rumble, I would probably have Bryan win, and then you have Roman. The way that you feature Roman is you have him eliminate more people than he did last year, and he breaks his own record. But you could have Bryan come in at like one or two, Bryan come in really low, and he stays throughout the entire match. And then it could come down to Bryan and either Roman or somebody else, and Bryan gets them out of the ring. But yeah, it's just thinking of the matches, because the other part of this is Bryan could help walk Brock kind of through everything. Bryan could sell for Brock. He could bump around like a pinball for Brock and make Brock look just really good while he's doing it. So Bryan would get his big win. He would have his big moment at WrestleMania again without the Thing.
I mean, we could have Brock Lesnar versus The Undertaker versus Roman Reigns.
No. So help me God, Mark Calloway, if you get in the ring with Brock Lesnar, I'm going to find you and I'm going to smack you upside your bald head. I'll get tackled by security to do it and thrown in jail, but I will do it. Stay away from Brock Lesnar. He hurt you.
Feel better now?
Yes. Taker doesn't have any business being in the ring with Brock Lesnar. He didn't have any business being in the ring with Brock Lesnar last year. It's like, what part of he's going to rip your arm off and beat you over the head with it do you not understand? And what happened? He about ripped his arm off and beat him over the head, and that was Brock being gentle.
Yes.
And Taker still had to go to the hospital.
Yes, he did. Anyway, so that was my thoughts on the what to do with WrestleMania main event. We'll see what they do, and we got a few more weeks of the Rumble on.
I would say this, that if you're going to do either Roman and Brock or Bryan and Brock, I wouldn't have that match close the show. Just because Bryan got to close the show last year, he won the title last year, I would like to see Bryan win the title again at WrestleMania. I would like to see him get the run that he was denied this last go-around because of the injury. But I wouldn't have that close the show.
It all depends what other main events you have.
Make Taker and Bray close the show.
Now she's just asking for too much.
I just want...
Though that would make perfect sense because they need the dark lights for their entrances so the later on in the show they go, the better. Just.
Yeah. Because they're...
Hey, King Kittens, no. Corner. No. Corner. Now.
Wait, did he finally get off work?
He says Taker versus Henry versus Hark Henry and Brock for the Mania main event. Who in the hell is Hark Henry?
It's Mark Henry's younger brother.
Mark Henry's younger brother, Hark. Okay.
But yeah, so now I say we do the year in review.
The year that was in WWE. So where do you want to begin?
Well, you said you wanted to do, let's see, best match, favorite moments, best wrestler.
So let's do what was the best match of the year in your opinion?
Shield versus Wyatt.
I would disagree with you.
Oh.
I thought, Daniel Bryan versus Bray Wyatt was a better match.
That was a good match. That was a really good match. And I love to go back and watch that one, but there's something about the Shield versus the Wyatts that is just a little bit better, and I think it's just the story that they told, especially at the end, where you have that moment where Roman Reigns is in the ring, he's alone, they've gotten rid of Dean Ambrose, they've gotten rid of Seth Rollins, and it's just Roman. And you have all three of them get up on the ring apron and surround Roman, and he's looking around going, oh crap.
Yeah, it was a great moment. I thought the better quality match was Bryan versus Bray. But that's just me. I thought that was the best. That was like the first best match of the year, but I thought it held up. I thought Evolution versus Shield was really good. I thought the Shield versus the Wyatts were really good. But I still say the other one was better, Bryan versus Bray. But that's just my opinion. All right. What else we say? Let's go. Before we get to best wrestler, what are some of your favorite moments from the year?
Oh God, you're gonna make me remember. Favorite moment was Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania and the entrance that he got.
And why was that so special?
Just because it was a really, really cool moment to think that he had been in the company 6 to 8 months at that point, and they gave him a live band, the live band playing his theme as he walks to the ring. He got the voodoo dancer. You know, it was a really great moment because you saw how much they thought of him
right
by that entrance, which was they think quite a lot of him to give him that entrance. And also the fact that they gave him John Cena at his first WrestleMania. Would have liked to have seen him win, but that's in the past. Can't fix it as much as I want to. Unless somebody has a DeLorean or a TARDIS, then, you know, send your emails to media@wildtalkradio.com.
Well, that was a cool moment, and there was no mention of said coat. I was surprised you didn't mention the coat.
The coat was nice. I love the coat. If anybody can get me Bray Wyatt's coat, again, send emails to media@wildtalkradio.com. But more, it's just more the overall effect, because there was a point where you could tell he was important. You could tell the Wyatt family were important. Not to say that they're not now, but there was just that period when they first debuted where they were just badass. And you kind of portrayed them in that really scary light. It's just like the moment with the choir with Bray. That was a cool moment on Raw, where you had the children's choir come out with him and surround the ring and scare Cena. That was cool.
Oh, that moment, you know. That was going to be my moment until you sort of stole it from me.
Sorry, well, you can use it.
Oh, you're giving me permission to use it?
If you want.
If I want.
What?
In his hands, he's got you
sing with me, children.
The whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand. Sing with me, children, little bitty babies. He's got the little bitty babies in his hand. He's got the little bitty babies in
his hand. He says sing with me, children, with such glee. It's amazing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's like, you dick. Just complete dick.
Right. So my other favorite moments was Rock and Hunter just on SmackDown together. That was tremendous.
Mm-hmm.
Rock, Hogan, and Austin at WrestleMania was awesome.
That was amazing.
Seth Rollins turning was amazing. Hell, I liked The Rock and Lana. Their interaction was tremendous. Hell, everything between Stephanie and Brie was really, really cool. Stephanie getting arrested.
Oh my god, Stephanie getting arrested. Holy crap, that was great.
That was great. Hell, when the Wyatt family put the mask on John Cena. Yeah. Yeah, that was kind of epic.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of cool moments throughout the year. But leads to, who is the superstar of the year, the best wrestler of the year?
Oh, this is hard.
Again, I say,
he's got the whole world in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hand.
It's a tie between him and Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, I was going to say Dean Ambrose. It's the two breakouts this year, actually technically three, were Seth, Dean, and Bray. I would say between those three, it's a tie between Dean and Bray in terms of who's really done very well. I think, and I'm just going to go ahead and say it in terms of the question of the night, I think 2015 is going to be Dean Ambrose's year.
We had a couple for Dean. We had Seth Rollins chime in as well. Bray Wyatt got it mentioned. So, yeah, I have a feeling Seth Rollins is going to have a big year this year. I have a feeling he's going to have a championship victory this year. But Dean's going to also have a good year. I can also see Bray having a good year. There's so much potential in this year with guys if given the chance. You know what I mean? If they're given a chance, there's stuff that could actually happen.
And I think they're trying to give them a chance. There's an obvious power struggle going on backstage in terms of who gets a chance and who doesn't.
Right.
And that's the hard thing.
Oh, it really, really is. It is kind of the hard thing. It's like, who do we give a shot to? Maybe? Can we push them? If you just let some of these guys get a chance, and I think with SmackDown being moving to Thursday nights, Bray Wyatt and Dean Ambrose are going to be all over that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling it's going to be really good things for them. So I guess that answered our question of the night, right?
I guess that did answer the question of the night.
Which brings us to what, Lindsay?
The surprise segment.
And what's that?
That's right, folks. It's back. It's Ask the Magic 8-Ball time. So if anybody out there has a question, it's time to ask the Magic 8-Ball.
Yes, yes. Even though the physical Magic 8-Ball is in storage somewhere, we have found another source to do the Magic 8-Ball, and with it being the first show of the year, I figured, hey, let's bring the segment back. So, we need to ask some Magic 8-Ball questions. So, what's a question off the top of your head?
Did I win the lottery tonight? Because I'm too lazy to get up and get my lottery ticket.
Did Lindsay win the lottery tonight? Most likely.
Hey!
Will the Dallas Cowboys win on Sunday? Very doubtful.
Really?
That's what it says. Let's see. Go ahead.
Will the Atlanta Falcons find a good head coach?
Before you do that, Kinkins wrote, will Tim Tebow be the new quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles by the end of the next season? My sources say no. So there you go. So will the Atlanta Falcons find a good head coach? Signs point to yes.
Yay!
Will Tony Romo throw an interception in the fourth quarter?
Come on, dude. It's the first day of 2015. You really got to be an asshole?
Hey, the 8-ball says, my sources say no. The 8-ball's backing him up in the fourth quarter.
Will Kane Kittens take a day off before the year is out?
Will Kane Kittens take a day off before the end of the year? It is decidedly so. Is that a yes or a, I guess that's a yes.
I would say so.
So anything else should we ask the Magic 8-Ball? Because you keep calling me up being an asshole when I ask questions.
You're taking shots. You're using the Magic 8-Ball to take shots.
That was the idea behind the segment.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, you really have no room to talk, seeing as your team didn't make the playoffs, and neither did mine.
I understand this. How about this? Will anyone die between now and Saturday night? Reply hazy. Try again. Rob's only killed, what, 6 people so far?
Yeah, Rob, we need to have a conversation about who you got this week.
Will Kyle Orton, will Kyle Orton enjoy retirement post NFL? Ask again later.
Will Bray Wyatt win a title before next year?
Outlook good.
Yay!
So there you go. The Magic 8-Ball has returned to the rack. It's been, what, 6 months? Something like that. It's been a while. But for the end of the, for the first show, we figured, hey, why not? Might as well bring it back. We'll do it once in a while, because we can.
Basically, when we need filler.
Pretty much. So I just asked a question to the Magic 8-Ball, right?
Right.
I asked a question. Will Alicia Fox be on the rack next week? And the result was, without a doubt. And one more wrestling-related question before we wrap up this little segment and head out for the evening, because there's still a game going on. It's 34-28. Will Antonio Cesaro be pushed and be a WWE World Heavyweight Champion 2015? My reply is no.
Aww.
Poor Cesaro. So there you go. That's the Magic 8-Ball. And that's our New Year's show.
All right, well, get to plugging.
Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio. The weird, the wacky, the unusual, the hashtag blame Rob moments. Subway. We'll be back from Las Vegas. He'll tell us all about his trip. And whatever else we can possibly think of is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR, Facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbandanas. Check out the website, CBRadioLive.com. Sunday night is Russell Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Mason Omega. Covering the weekend pro wrestling, whatever they talk about, they'll talk about on the show. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR Sunday, Facebook.com/Russell Talk Radio. Monday night is the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, as we'll recap the first edition of Monday Night Raw in 2015. And we will be back next Thursday night, live at 10 p.m. Eastern with The Rack. You can follow the show on Twitter at WTRTheRack and Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. Check out the YouTube channel at YouTube.com/WTRTheRack. Also, check out The Rack Extra returning next week, Total Divas, as they return next on Sunday. So, Rack Extra will be available next week at some point. So you want to check that out. Check us out on TuneIn Radio. Search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Check us out on iTunes. Search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Or Rack Radio Show. Same for Stitcher as well. You can follow me on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio and Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Because, you know, we may drop some hints on what happens next week's show.
We may. You can follow me on Twitter at Lens Ward, LINSWRD. Go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Lens Ward, same as the Twitter. Definitely want to check that out. Also, speaking of checking stuff out, please don't forget to visit our very fine sponsors, pwmania.com, tnaasylum.com, The Haven for TNA fans, and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to youtube.com/mbg1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs. For Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rock right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we will see you next week. Happy New Year. Bye.